This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In about 20 minutes, we'll go right back to your calls, Rich and Wildman and others that are patiently holding. Talking about this Ebola outbreak in Africa now coming to the U.S. and the president won't to try to stop flights into the country, even though that was the default with the CDC previously. Governor Jindal has called for that. We are joined by Representative Walter B. Jones from North Carolina. And, of course, he's one of the few Ron Paul types we've still got in Congress and is leading the charge up there on so many issues that are near and dear to the Constitution and Bill of Rights. But he has introduced legislation this year that's now gotten a lot of attention. And we've had a lot of different military people on and whistleblowers who have seen the 28 pages of the 9/11 report showing clearly the Saudis were involved and our government knew and basically had a stand down. He's been working to get that released, and he joins us to talk about that and other issues. So, Congressman Jones, thanks for coming on.
Alex, delighted to do it, and I want to thank you. This is an important issue because for our country, if the American people don't know the truth about 9/11, there is no hope for our nation, in my opinion. So I'm delighted to be on your show.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, it's perfect timing to have you on. It's coming out that our own government with NATO has been arming ISIS. That our so-called Gulf State partners have been arming them. This is just a replay of what we've seen before.
Alex, there's no question about it. That's why I have, it's a totally different issue, but very quickly, I have joined some of my colleagues asking John Boehner to bring us back. Let's have a debate on this Syrian situation, and I'm very disappointed that Speaker Boehner will not do that, and he keeps saying, well, if the president asks us to bring you back, we will. And I've said to Mr. Boehner in letter form, Mr. Boehner, you have the authority as leader of the House to bring us back at any time to let the House debate and discuss.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit more before we go to break and come back with the 9/11 Commission redacted 28 pages.
Okay.
We've seen the British military come out and say that the British government should stop arming the radicals. We've seen our own military, as you know, on the Hill in closed hearings saying the same thing. I'm proud that our military has been against this from the beginning, but our political leaders on both sides of the aisle have been for it.
Well, Alex, it's very disappointing. We did have a debate on the floor of the House about arming or training the Syrian rebels, and sadly it passed. And I spoke out in opposition to it with the 2 minutes I had on the floor, and other members of both parties spoke out against it. And I do not understand why the president continues to bypass Congress. He bombed Libya, which was unnecessary, and he continues to want to bomb in Syria. I think it raises legal questions, but that's another issue. I'm not an attorney, as you know. But to me, Congress is not following the Constitution. And therefore, I'm very disappointed in the leadership that would not allow us to have a debate. And I actually wrote a letter to Mr. Boehner last week asking that when we come back for what's called the lame duck session, we can at least have a 2 or 3 day debate on this Syrian situation because, in my opinion, the policy is the failed policy to begin with.
Jones.house.gov, and when we come back, we're going to get into declassify the national campaign to reveal the 28 censored pages of the 9/11 Commission. But didn't you also introduce legislation that if Obama continues to launch wars without congressional approval, that impeachment would get triggered, sir?
Well, I'm sad to tell you I did introduce it, but I can't even get a hearing on the House side, and we're controlled by Republicans that they won't even give me a hearing on that issue.
Incredible. Well, doing the right thing is what counts. And just like Ron Paul would introduce stuff and no one would co-sponsor it, down the road he got a lot of co-sponsors. And I know you are getting a lot of support for your declassification movement of the 28 pages. We'll talk about that with Congressman Walter Jones, a true hero of telling the truth and liberty. The Republican from North Carolina will be right back. It's jones.house.gov. Stay with us. He's in.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources,
one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Obama has promised to bankrupt coal in this country that supplies, well, did supply about 60% of our power, now about 40. Energy prices have almost doubled in the last 6 years, electricity. Well, the Democrat Senate candidate, Allison Grimes, a Grimes staff caught on hidden camera. She's lying about support for coal industry. U.S. Senate candidate Allison Lundgren Grimes is lying about her support for the state's coal industry, according to Kentucky Democrats, including members of her campaign team, who were caught on a hidden camera video saying, yeah, we go out, we shoot guns in public, we say we're conservative, but once we get in, we're going to bankrupt coal. Well, Obama famously said that as well. So that's what they're doing. I don't own one stock in coal. I own zero coal. But I'm against shutting it down because it's clean. It powers our country. I don't want to get off down a rabbit trail with Congressman Walter B. Jones of North Carolina, who's introduced legislation to impeach Obama. He continues to launch wars without congressional approval. He's introduced legislation that's getting a lot of co-sponsors as well to release the 28 pages of the 9/11 Commission report, jones.house.gov. But let me just ask you briefly what you think about coal being shut down in this country, throw a wild card at you, a curveball, and separately about the Ebola flights being allowed to come in out of West Africa. What's your take on both those issues, sir?
Well, I think any opportunity to use any type of energy to help the American people, as long as it's clean and safe, and that's been proven about the coal industry. They've made gigantic gains in trying to make sure that their product is clean And I think they've done a great job. I think it should be a way that we can have that option. And as far as Ebola, I have already written to the White House, joined many of my colleagues to say, stop letting these people come into this country.
So you're on record with colleagues writing a letter to the president saying, stop the flights.
Absolutely.
And there's almost no media coverage of this. And the head of the CDC is out saying, quote, it will make Ebola spread if we don't let them come in. I mean, that is the most asinine thing I've ever heard.
I would agree with you. And, Alex, that is why many of my colleagues from North Carolina and other states are asking the administration to use the authority they have to protect the American people from any type of disease that's got the potential to be an epidemic. And I can't explain.
You've been around a while, and does it seem like we're living in the twilight zone? I've never seen government act this way, this reckless on so many fronts. Our southern border's wide open while they're saying ISIS terror attacks are imminent. It's just bizarre.
Well, you know, I've made the statement many times that I believe that we are at a crossroads in this country, and if we don't make the right decision in the next presidential election, there will be no hope for America. And I'm a big Rand Paul supporter, by the way.
Well, God bless you, my friend. I tell you, it's just so frightening when you have children or grandchildren.
It really is.
To just...
Alex, really, another subject very quickly. The debt of this nation. In the year 2000, our debt in America was $5.6 trillion. Today, it is over $17.7 trillion. How much longer economically can a country continue to borrow money from foreign governments to pay its bills before it collapses? I don't know. Then you got Ebola. Then you got all these other issues. I mean, we could do another show if you want to on the 28 pages, because I will tell you the truth. That in itself, the 28 pages, the American people, the families of 9/11 have a right to see what's in there. And I can honestly tell you, when you've got the former two chairmen, Senator Bob Graham, retired now, lives in Florida, from Florida, and Richard Shelby, still in the United States Senate, and their inquiry commission said that, yes, it should be declassified. Then you've got Hamilton and Kane, recently as 3 weeks ago, former members of the House, and then the former governor of New Jersey, Kane, saying it should be declassified, and there's no reason the American people should not see the truth. It was George Bush that classified this information. Mr. Obama owes nothing to George Bush, but he does owe to the families of 9/11 the right to see the 28 pages, and certainly the American people. And Mr. Obama has told the families twice that he would allow them to see the 28 pages, and Steve Lynch, a Democrat, and myself have written to President Obama in April of this year reminding him that he made this promise and he needs to keep his word to the 9/11 families. We stand on top of that. We call the White House every now and then. We have been told as recently as 2 weeks ago that in the next 4 or 5 weeks they would give us an answer to our letter.
Extremely powerful, and that's the main reason Congressman Walter B. Jones has joined us today, is to talk about what he can say is in those pages. I've talked to military sources, other congressional sources. You were on at the first of the year when you first introduced the legislation. What can you tell us without violating supposed national security laws that they use to hide all these crimes? What can you tell us is in the 28 pages?
Well, what I can tell you in the 28 pages is nothing about national security. It is about relationships, and it could be somewhat embarrassing to the Bush administration. But I'm telling you that the American people need to know those people in Saudi Arabia who were not our friends at that time. And I'm not going to the very top of the Saudi leadership, but I'm just saying that the Saudis need to let the American people know who within their country, who was involved in financing this 9/11 attack. And that's been in the press. I'm not telling people anything that I read, because that's been in the press. That's speculation.
That's right.
See, we've done two press conferences with family members who lost loved ones. One in March, Thomas Massie was there, Steve Lynch, myself, and family members. And we did another one 3 days before 9/11 in Washington, D.C. with family members. And they're calling on the president to keep his word to them that they have a right to see the 28 pages, and the American people do also.
Now, if the 28 pages comes out, what do you expect will come of that?
You know what will come of it? It will be exactly what it needs to be. It helps educate the American people to what happened on 9/11, and it doesn't do anything any more or less. And I would tell you, Alex, that if people really want to, Bob Graham down in Florida, I've talked to him. He Skyped during one of our interviews to give his call to the president to declassify. I have spoken to Senator Manchin just 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact. I've spoken to Senator Paul about it. The American people need to see this information. If it was national security issues that involved, I would not be on your show today. It's only about relationships.
Well, look at how Vice President Biden apologizes this weekend to the Prince of Qatar over coming out and saying that our, quote, allies should stop arming ISIS. It's on record they're arming ISIS. So how have we gotten to the point that we're so controlled by these Arab states that they could be funding al-Qaeda under the name ISIS, and our vice president has to apologize when he states the truth?
Alex, that's why, again, I think that America needs the kind of leadership that a Rand Paul, just like his father Ron Paul, would have led this nation, to help us understand that we have a Constitution, and if we don't follow the Constitution, then we're headed for worse times than what we see today, and it's not really good right now either. I don't understand why. I mean, this is the way I feel about it. First of all, we had no business going into Iraq. We would be better off with Saddam Hussein in leading the people of Iraq. He understood his country a lot better than the Bush people did. We have created the problems we've got in the Middle East right now by going into Iraq. Obama should not have bombed Libya and taken out Gaddafi. That country is about to fall apart right now as well. We need to start taking care of our own problems here in America. Fix our problems with the border. Make sure that we protect people from diseases coming into this country. We need to stop worrying about the world and fix our own problems right here in America.
That's right. Even the New York Times admits that ISIS ammunition had U.S. origins. And this goes right back to the same 9/11 issues. They're creating and aiding these monsters so that they can be used as a pretext to take American liberty away. Congressman Jones, thank you so much for the time, and I'd love to get you back up to cover the waterfront anytime. And I appreciate your leadership there in the House. You just absolutely stand on principle and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I know there's a lot of new people getting into Congress as well. I've seen the Republican leadership, but the Democrats try to block the Tea Party's ascension. But we need the new blood. We need the Republican leadership to stop blocking a libertarian conservative takeover. What is your gut, and what's the word, the feeling on the Hill at the Senate? Do you think the Democrats are going to lose the Senate?
I think there's still a 50-50 chance that could happen, and I would tell you that we need to change the leadership in the House, and we got a small group working together. We've got a mountain to climb, but we need to change the leadership in the House, and we need to get people who understand there is a Constitution, and you can't be bought by money.
Who do we – I mean, you can be a great Speaker of the House. I mean, how do we get rid of Boehner, who funded Obamacare and protects Obama and supports all these new wars and supports arming ISIS? I mean, how do we get rid of Boehner?
Well, we're trying. We've got a small group of about seven. I will not call their names. You can understand that. Your listeners can understand. But I have been told that there are three different groups. I'm not – but in one group, I don't know who is in the other two groups. But we need 20 to 25 Republicans that will stand up on the day we're sworn in and not call the name of John Boehner, and then we can stop it and get it going to a second round and then somebody will emerge.
Well, as soon as you can, I'd like to have you back up about that for another 15, 20-minute interview. Jones.house.gov, you can find his Twitter, Representative Walter Jones, as well, a lot of excellent articles and videos on the sites. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure, Alex. God bless America.
God bless America. God bless you. There goes Congressman Jones. We'll be back with your phone calls on Ebola and more. Stay with us.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Walter Jones and staff had thought he was on in the third hour, but they got their time zones messed up, so he was on earlier in the hour. That's why callers had to hold. I want to go to a bunch of calls, everybody that's been holding, and then I'm going to get back into the news. Big breaking news. Apocalypse scenario, close quote.
is what the top professor virologist is warning of. Apocalypse scenario. Discoverer of Ebola virus fears that it could mutate. Professor warns of humanitarian catastrophe. That just went up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Another headline, journalist with Ebola arrives at Nebraska hospital. Another headline, cop threatens to take man's baby to child services over refusal to show ID. Nervousness could be a cause to have your kid taken. I tell you, and meanwhile, there are just crack houses full of little kids everywhere. That's my issue with Child Protective Services is they'll leave a kid with obviously super abusive people, and then they'll take kids away because they played at a park 100 feet away. It's just, you know, a 10-year-old. It's just so politically correct. I can't figure it out.
Just happened here in Texas.
Yeah, it just happened here in Texas, famously. I mean, it's just, it's wild.
2-year-old.
Now, I want to go to your phone calls. As I said, breaking, Paul Watson's article should be up there any minute, dealing with the CIA insider who predicted that they would launch an Ebola false flag. In fact, it just went up, red-linked. CIA insider warned of Ebola false flag in September. So I'm going to go to your calls now. When we're done with the first round of calls, I'll play that clip and get to that article. Rich in Oregon, thanks for holding. You got cut off by a break earlier. Go ahead and make your points.
My point is the Ebola obviously is a false flag. You have plenty of whistleblowers. You have plenty of evidence of that. You also have plenty of support from your listeners and also to the getting back to the documents that you have. My question is, or maybe just get your take on it, why isn't somebody paying for this?
That's what I've been asking is we know they're bringing people in that have Ebola. We know they're not quarantining those that had it, their families that could be spreading it. We just know that they've violated all the protocols and law, all the defaults, and it's like leaving the hatch open on a submarine when you submerge. It is totally criminal, and I think they're just setting the precedent, because a bunch of lawyers run this administration, to just get away with bloody murder. This is what criminals love to do. When they don't get caught or don't get in trouble, what do? They escalate. They get more bold. They get more out of control. They start taunting. This is basic criminology. And I think they want to use an Ebola outbreak to basically bring in martial law. That could be what's happening here. What do you think?
I hope not. That's a scary thing, you know. I just don't know what to say. All I can say is I appreciate everything you do, Alex. Keep up the good work. I mean, there's really nothing else I could say about it.
I'm shell-shocked as well. I mean, I woke up at like 4 a.m. this morning, and I just laid there staring out the window at the stars. And I was just thinking to myself, why is this happening? Why is the elite? So listen, they shouldn't have given him a visa. The guy, it turns out, knew he had Ebola and came here. Of course. What do you think is going to happen with countries with millions of people now set to get Ebola, according to the computer models? They're going to try to go to a country that has medical care. And they can't get into Europe. They can't get in the Middle East. They're going to come here. They can't get into Asia. They're going to come here because America is a joke. And I don't say that with enjoyment. I love this country. But we're just such a joke now. Wild man in Texas, you're on the air.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Go ahead.
And by the way, I'm a Monteith as well. There ain't too many of us left. But at any rate.
So your last name's a Monteith as well.
Yes, sir, it is.
Isn't that an old Scottish nobility name?
Yes, it is. It is Scottish. As a matter of fact, I wrote a book about the Monteiths, and my dad had got it, but it got stolen from when he was when he passed away in 95. He was a year younger than Dr. Stan Monteith, and it made me kind of look because that picture you had of him, he had my granddad's nose, Dr. Stan Monteith did, so it makes me wonder if he wasn't a cousin of my dad. I'd have to look into it.
Who knows?
Find out.
But a noble line.
Yeah, it is. I can't hold a candle to him or you, either one. But I'm spreading the word up here in Amarillo as fast and hard as I can. People think I've just escaped from the nut hut, but I really don't care because people got to wake up. But at any rate, on this Ebola thing, you had Steele on. I was watching that program when he was on, and you had Paul Joseph Watson and
I don't want to cut you off. Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you, Wild Man, then Truth Raider, Lab Rat, Shane, and others. I want to hear from EMTs. We had some of those calls yesterday. Your take on all this, 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive to discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Through Friday, we're here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I am your host, Alex Jones. Don't forget, the nightly news is coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I'm going through your phone calls right now on Ebola. And then CIA insider warned of Ebola false flag in September. Former case officer predicted outbreak in U.S. 2 weeks before Dallas case. Well, he said he was being told by sources, actually. He joins us tomorrow, live, on the Tuesday, 7th of October, 2014, transmission. And again, he came highly recommended from Colonel Schaefer. He said, we don't know what's really going on. Interview this guy. He's out of the government. And he just came on and just false flag at the Boston bombing, false flag at Sandy Hook, which we already know, but he was detailing it. And they're going, and the word he's getting is they're going to launch a Ebola simulant false flag. And then 3 weeks later it happens. Just unbelievable. So he'll be joining us tomorrow. And the reason you're seeing more of this is people in the government are done playing games. I'm going to say this again. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who I'm not lionizing, but he did it, last year went to Obama and said, there's going to be a mutiny in the military. We're not going to openly back al-Qaeda against Syria. Don't do it. The British military went this weekend to Parliament, their chairman of the Joint Chiefs, their heads, and said, do not fund radical Islam anymore. Okay, we're done. The public knows about it. We don't want to be part of it. No. See, there's an open decloaking happening right now where the establishment is basically raising its skirt and showing us what's under there, trying to sell us on the fact that it's apple pie, and it isn't. It's a dead horse, basically. People don't want this. People don't want to openly join with evil. As corrupt as the West is, but the sickos that run things just really have a desire to do this. And all they're going to get is big trigger events against them. The harder they push, the more pushback they're going to get. It doesn't matter if they've got half the public drooling, talking about their favorite sitcom or sports center. It doesn't matter. If you've got 10% of the public knows what's going on, it's game over. We've got way past that. We got it where it counts. People are sick of it. Wild man in Texas. Go ahead and finish your point up about Ebola.
Yes, sir. As I was saying, I was watching Paul Joseph Watson and David Knight last week, and they also said that somebody had warned or said that it would hit the United States in October. And I don't remember how that was, but at any rate, on the other side of that coin, I'm thinking with the borders being open and now all the airlines coming in here and everything else, you don't get some of the nutbags over there, ISIS, contracting the disease and just sending it over here is another way to get it.
Well, that's what people have been saying for months, and Geraldo Rivera said it's racist if you say that. No, that's what's going on. And undoubtedly, you've got these countries collapsing now, so they're going to have people like this guy that came here with Ebola trying to get here. And Obama and the CDC's answer is, no, we're not going to stop those flights. So they are directly to blame when it happens, and they are going to be held accountable. I thank you so much for your call. Truth Raider in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hello, my friend Alex. I have to say I apologize. And why I say that is because, you know, I know you don't like to be thanked. But thank you for putting me up on your YouTube channel. I sure took a terrific amount of heat, but it was well worth it.
Okay, man, that's great. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is it. This is I predicted the Ebola outbreak coming in the fall. But this is why they're doing it. It's a dirty four-letter F word called fear. Fear. It's exactly what they want people to be. It's unsafe, feeling of insecure, and in fear.
That's right. So while they rob the Treasury and overturn the Constitution Bill of Rights, we're busy worried about Ebola. Great point. Let's talk to another caller here now. Let's talk to Shane in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
I love you, brother. Quick question, quick comment. You've been doing this a long time. You're pretty good at reading in between the lines and stuff. What's your opinion on the Ebola, Alex? Do you think, I mean, really, do you think false flag or do you think red flag?
Undoubtedly, they have souped up Ebola at labs that the West has over there that we know they admittedly have. They've released it right on time as Monsanto and others are getting their Ebola vaccine ready with Bill and Melinda Gates. And bare minimum, they've opened the door to bring in the patients and let people fly in, hoping it spreads, thinking we're so dumb that the ruling class won't get in trouble for what they've clearly done. So if you knew that a grizzly bear was killing everybody that tried to camp out at a certain spot, and you took your little kids out there and chained them up to a tree at night, you would be an accomplice to their death, and it'd be murder one, premeditated murder. And so by opening the borders up, by letting the flights come in, by not hazmatting anything for days, they are aiding and abetting this at the CDC. So it is a false flag. Whether they made the crisis or opened the door for it, they aren't letting it go to waste. They are aiding and abetting it, and so they are murder one. They are murder one when Americans die from this. They are murder one. And it is economic sabotage against industry. The globalists are going to make a bunch of money out of the response to it. It's just a new war that they can manage like a black hole and feed our tax money into.
I agree.
Just like lawyers will have a divorce going and will drain both sides in it. It's just like the Rothschilds would fund both sides of a war. The globalists manipulate people off against each other, divide and conquer, and it's what's happening right now. What do you think's behind it?
Well, I think it's a false flag, but I don't know. Earlier, you had mentioned about a big pharma grab for money, vaccine thing. I'm thinking maybe that's the route they're going.
Well, they always allow something to happen or actually orchestrate it if it helps them on a bunch of fronts. And this will bring in medical tyranny, hundreds of billions in vaccine sales of the next decade, big political diversion, expansion of Obamacare as a federalized FEMA. It just helps them on so many fronts if they can politically get away with it. And they don't care even if we impeach Obama over it. So what? The special interests will get what they want. Again, Boehner won't repeal Obamacare. We put up with that. Why not bring Ebola in here? Thank you so much for the call. Lab Rat in Virginia, you're on the air.
Alex, it's really good to talk to you again. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you, brother.
Outstanding. Listen, I got a couple things. I got a DNA, so I'll finish up with the DNA, DNA Force super story for you. But I absolutely agree 100%. My sister is a... She's a studying epidemiologist, and she's done internships and friends with the CDC. Their protocols are absolutely 100% being ignored. Everyone from Dew to Biggs to every single one of your excellent reporters knows that. Look at the quotes that you guys were putting out ahead of time from the World Health Organization and the CDC. They were absolutely apocalyptic. This is going to end the world. I mean, the CDC was losing their hair over this thing. It gets to Dallas, don't worry about it. It's going to be, don't forget about it. It's fine. We got this. We're good. Oh, really? You're good? Go to your, everybody go to your, call your local hospital. Ask to speak to the head nurse. Ask them how many negative pressure rooms they have available, how many beds they've got in negative pressure rooms, because that's what it's going to take. When somebody's spewing blood and vomit and feces all over from every orifice. We are not ready, but I agree with you. This is 100%, like everything else, a stand down. I ask your guy tomorrow. This is just a simulation, and they are studying you as much as or more than anybody else because you are at the tip of the spear. You've said it yourself. They want to see who's going to buy what. How the alternative press is going to handle this, how the liberty movement's going to handle it, how the zombies and the sleepers are going to handle it, how the, quote, useless eaters are going to how everybody. This is a study en masse, and they may, you're right, let a few hundred thousand go. That's the sad part. But what's the
They are war gaming, just like they admit they did with H1N1 that was a simulant, that came out that was a simulant. They are war gaming. How we'll respond to a mega pandemic in the future. And this could be a stimulant, but it's killing a lot of people in Africa, so whatever it is, it's lethal. Great points. Good to hear from you. I'm going to continue with calls, but right now I want to cover this article. And guys, will you print me a copy of it, some of the new stories that have broke? Thanks a lot. CIA insider warned of Ebola false flag in September. Former case officer predicted outbreak in U.S. 2 weeks before Dallas case. Former CIA insider Robert David Steele warned during a September 18th appearance on the Alex Jones Show that a staged Ebola false flag attack was on the horizon 2 weeks before the first case was confirmed in the United States. We need to add the point that he said he's been told by sources. He's not just speculating. He says he's been told. He's hearing. That's key. Steele, who is now an author and lecturer, previously worked for the Central Intelligence Agency as a clandestine services case officer and also ran as presidential candidate at the Reform Party. They will have another false flag. In fact, that false flag I'm hearing about is a simulated Ebola attack in which they actually use biochemical weapons that dissipate. But then they pretend that it's Ebola and that it has been brought here by Saudi martyrs, said Steele, adding, "We have not reached the end of the false flag line." Still elaborated by warning that the chaos created by a false flag attack could lead to a general strike across America. Steele's website, Public Intelligence Blog, also warned of a false flag Ebola outbreak in the United States almost 2 weeks before the first case of Ebola was confirmed in Dallas. And it goes on, if Ebola virus hits the USA, it will be in this order or probability: a false flag biochemical stand-in, B, volunteers ready in the USA infected by Saudi clandestines, C, white virgins not known by the USA to be associated in any way or combination, that's what they're called in the CIA, people working for them or cutouts, that are rogue elements in the USA that would be happy to kill citizens for effect. And there are rogue elements among our allies, including the Zionist government of Israel, that would be equally happy to screw the big or great state in Saudi Arabia. And it goes on, an individual who said he worked as a first responder, an emergency manager in Texas, also called in to the Alex Jones Show on Sunday to assert that the botched response to Ebola outbreak in the United States was on purpose. Well, I don't think, he's not asserting it. Like, it doesn't matter if the guy was an emergency manager or not, even though clearly he was. It's in the manuals what the default is. We need to do articles about that. And about how what the caller just said. It's a default stand down. We need to be focusing in on that. That it is a stand down. Why is there a stand down? Why are the flights being allowed in when nobody else does? Okay, and we're still saying, is it? Is it? No, it is. So let's go ahead and play that clip, a short clip of the Steele interview. The full clip is linked under it as well. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Retweet the story to cause a debate about this. CIA insider warned of Ebola false flag in September. Here it is.
They will have another false flag. In fact, the false flag I'm hearing about is a simulated Ebola attack in which they actually use biochemical weapons that dissipate, but then they pretend that it's Ebola and that it has been brought here by Saudi martyrs. Okay, so no, we have not reached the end of the false flag line. However, what we have reached is, I did my first graduate thesis on predicting revolution, and there's a difference between preconditions of revolution and precipitance. And I have posted a graphic on preconditions of revolution that exist in the USA today. Now, a precipitant is like the Tunisian fruit seller. My preferred precipitant is a soccer mom that tortures herself on the steps of Capitol Hill, and it appears on YouTube. But the bottom line is the next false flag could lead to a general strike across this country.
All right. And again, you can see the full interview at Infowars.com. I'm going to go to break and come back with more of your calls and open phones right into the third hour. The issue isn't even for me the Ebola. I mean, I didn't think it would come here 2 months ago, and then they started bringing in infected people, and I said, that's never been done before. That's against the law. No one's even pointing that out in the news. Clearly, they want a cover, as I said a month and a half ago, a cover for when it does break out, they can blame it on something. And then they let this guy fly in who'd been in the hospital and knew he had Ebola to vomit and spew and go to the hospital here and diarrhea all over the place. And, I mean, undoubtedly he gave it to people. If it's real Ebola, and they're saying it is. And then now it's just, don't worry about it. You know, go to sleep. Everything's fine. What do you think's going on? Why would government act like this? Why would our border be wide open? Why would Geraldo Rivera say it's racist to not want everybody to have open borders? When clearly this country is under siege. I mean, no one. Other African countries bordering. This is important. Sierra Leone and others have locked down their borders. I mean, our government does whatever is bad. I mean, it really comes down to that. It's so over the top. They have the Dallas police trying to chase down who was around this guy instead of the feds. And this is a federal issue. It's a local issue as well because there's public harm, you know, taking place here. But the main purview is the feds, and they have the giant budget. So they're doing nothing. Just like they ordered the police to stand down at Katrina and cut the police radio towers down and cell phone towers down and let it all collapse so they could then come in and have a bigger crisis and get more funding. Oh, it makes me angry. 800-259-9231. John, Donna, Eric, Marty, Alex, we're all going to get to all your calls coming up. Briefly, I personally, for my immune system, am taking the Lung Cleanse, Lung Shield, from InfoWars Life 3 times a day, just 3 shots in the mouth and inhale. I personally am taking the DNA Force known to boost your immune system and clean out your cells and do so much more. So it's a super cutting-edge nutraceutical. The X2 Super Iodine does just supercharge my body, my health, help flush out and clean me out, get my glands in shape. You can read all the actual documentation, see videos breaking it down at InfoWarsLife.com, whether it's Super Male Vitality, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Oxy Powder. You know, they say 70% or more of your body's immunity is in your stomach and intestines. Oxy Powder, I'm not even going to just even describe what it does. Nothing flushes you out like this. And it's not wasn't discomforting to me, but it's truly cutting edge. The Oxy Powder by Global Healing Center, discounted at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of all the InfoWarsLife.com products funds the very tip of the spear in the InfoWar. So I want to thank you for your support. At InfoWarsStore.com, we have the books, the videos, the high-quality water filters, the Molon Labe Made in America t-shirts to promote the Second Amendment. So shop with the good guys, the white hats, and help us get the word out. We are listener-supported. InfoWarsStore.com.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. You felt betrayed. Your emotions began to consume you. Outrage set in. Then, nothing. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, but they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming.
What's coming?
Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Phone calls. Alex Jones here back live. Joe Biggs, who's our reporter on the ground with Josh Owens, up in Dallas is going to give us his take on what he saw in Dallas at the bottom of the next hour. Again, this is Paul Watson's new story, Apocalypse Scenario. Discoverer of Ebola fears virus can mutate. Professor warns of humanitarian catastrophe. What if it does go airborne? And they'll say, sorry, we got to let the planes fly in. And then just everybody starts dying in mass, and they'll probably give Obama a peace prize or something. And if you don't support getting Ebola, you're racist. I'm not even joking at this point. It's getting so insane. Right now, let's continue with your phone calls. John in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, the only way to deal with criminals is by force. The political option is off the table. Boehner's not going anywhere. Obama's not going anywhere. You claim that 80 to 90% of the military listen to your program, and there are military officers inside the Pentagon that know about the U.S. equivalent of Operation Valkyrie.
Let me just be clear for a minute. I'm not saying 80 to 90% of the military listens to my show. I'm saying from what I've seen on the ground and what my other sources have said, 80 to 90% are now awake that our government runs Al-Qaeda, that there's a criminal group that's taken over. But they're all compartmentalized and don't know what to do either. They are becoming belligerent, you know, in Congress saying, no, your allies are arming Al-Qaeda. No, we don't want to be part of this. The British military is doing the same thing. So those are positive issues. But, I mean, you know, to sit here on air and talk about a military coup, for those that don't know, Operation Valkyrie was a continuity of government program the Nazis had, so they reversed it to try to use it to overthrow Hitler, and it did not work. Here's another problem. Obama is just a puppet. You'd have to remove the entire group of oligarchs, and they run the pension funds, the banks, everything. It's so deep. It has to be a complete cultural revolution, not supporting globalist institutions and moving away from them and just decrying them and not complying. And then they're going to start a physical war and a civil war, but that's better than going the coup route, in my view. Listen, the globalists might blow Obama's head off, and I hope they don't, and turn him into a martyr. Don't think that's not a rabbit in the hat they hadn't been thinking about. Can you imagine they'll use some white supremacist or something they drug up to take the fall? And they'll kill a body double and Obama will retire to wherever. I mean, he is a pure fake. So I've war-gamed this. It's easy to sit back and say, have the military. You got 2 minutes to break. What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that this, you're right, the oligarchs are entrenched, but we can arrest the entire leadership, who are all puppets of them, put them on display, put them on trial, and you may not know this, but Stauffenberg, who led the coup in Nazi Germany, compiled a list of civilians, loyal Germans, that could take over. They would hand it over to the civilians to deal with the criminals once Hitler was dead. That's why they failed, because they failed to kill Hitler. We don't want to see anybody get killed. We want them arrested. We want to put them on trial. The only people that can deal with this, and I say we take our chance with the military, because we don't have time. Ebola's on our back. They're going to start another false flag any moment now, and the moment that happens is when the military should move against them.
Well, I'll tell you that that's exactly the type of stuff that's being talked about. And I'm just a radio host trying to analyze this and warn the people. It's way above my head. It's way above everybody's head. And, of course, they brought the Ebola in. Of course, they're trying to spread it. I mean, it's just they're horrible. I mean, we're in the hands of total demons. And the churches are government-run, so they won't tell anybody. I mean, we are in so much trouble. Just like those 54 million babies who were in trouble who were murdered in this country. It's called judgment, folks. And I don't know what we do rather than spread the word. I mean, it's we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live filled with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.